So we're just going to find a little place of peace. Breathing deeply and slowly into our heart space. We can even put our hand on our chest if it feels good. Heart Math Institute that studies the scientific effects of heart-based emotions say that if we breathe deeply and slowly into our heart space, it tells our body that we're safe. And if we put our hand on our chest, it brings our attention to that area more powerfully, that our attention follows our touch. And so that appeals to me. And I remember a day when I was absently petting my kitty cat, and she was not happy with me. And I finally became aware that she wasn't happy. And I realized that my mind was 1,000 miles away. And I turned my attention to the kitty, and I heard the words in my head, "Touch with tenderness." And so I specifically and deliberately set my intention to pet the kitty with tenderness. And she immediately settled down and became very, very happy to be petted and very satisfied with that petting very quickly. She didn't try to keep me there much longer as she sometimes did when I was absent. So I'm thinking right now, I never thought this before, but I like it. We can touch ourselves with tenderness. Touch our heart space, touch our bodies, touch our lives with tenderness. Sometimes it's tempting to beat ourselves up for something we didn't do in the way we thought we should quite right. And that's always feels terrible because our inner being always loves us. I asked Beloved about that once, and they said, "Do you have any idea how adorable you are?" And I was talking about bumping my nose into the wall. I was so distracted. And I said, "How could you possibly think that's adorable?" And they said, "We don't focus on what you do. We focus on who you are. And who we are is precious. Who we are is beloved. And who we are is touched from non-physical with tenderness every moment of every day, with every breath, with every heartbeat. We are dearly, deeply loved." So if we just relax and breathe into that space of endless, infinite, eternal love. Oh, if we can connect with that, we can feel the tenderness that is already here for us. And we can accept and know more fully that we are beautiful. We are worthy. We are sublime. We are amazing. We are awesome. And I love that feeling of seeing myself through the eyes of Source, who infinitely loves me with every heartbeat. What a joy it is to connect with that ultimate truth of our being. Abraham always says, "There is great love for you here." And as we allow ourselves to open to the love, to be willing to experience that beauty, that grace, Peggy was talking about having a new 6-month-old great-grandchild and what a gift it is to see the presence in the baby, to see the beauty, to see the harmony, to see the love, to see the light radiating from the face of a baby. Wow. That is such an incredible gift. Such a gift. And Abraham has been telling us that the babies know. The babies are closer to that knowing. And they are shining with that beautiful light. I remember I sent a picture of a beautiful baby to my friend Kathy Good, and she sent it back to me with the words, source eyes. See the baby with source eyes, and see the baby's eyes as source eyes. Still looking out at the world from that place of freshness and peace and ease and joy. Celebrating the wonder of life. I remember talking to a mother who was annoyed with her kids. And I said to her, your children are so beautiful. And she grudgingly admitted it was true. And I said, and of course, sometimes it's easier to see it when they're asleep. And she laughed and let go of some of that annoyance. And when she did, her littlest one launched herself at her mother and hugged her tight around the middle as if she was saying, "Don't be mad, Mama, it's gonna be all right. I love you so much, Mama." And that was just beautiful to see the light go back on and the light in the face of that beautiful mother who adored her children, who, and the last thing she wanted was to be annoyed with them. And I was so grateful that I was there in that moment and able to help her laugh, to lighten up, to recognize the blessing of the moment, to feel the harmony and the beauty and the grace of her family. I have some quotes from the most recent Abraham workshop. And the first one says, earlier this week, Esther caught herself in the middle of a thought, and her thought was, well, that's unfortunate, or unfortunately, she was thinking, and she thought, wait a minute, that's like turning the heat off beneath the boiling pot of desires that I hold, and it's every bit as easy to turn my attention to what is fortunate about this moment. So she began saying, well, fortunately, I have plenty of time. And fortunately, I'm feeling especially good today. And fortunately, the sun is shining. And fortunately, the driveway heaters are on beneath the snow. She was at her Utah house. Must be nice to have driveway heaters. Way to go, Esther. Anyway, that's the first one. And the second one, a while later, Abraham said, with far less focus than you think, you can talk yourself into resistance-free scenarios on every subject that is troubling you. Resistance-free scenarios. Imagine what that would be like to sit and just imagine something that felt really, really good about multiple subjects in your life. Abraham always says, don't tackle the hardest ones first, do the easiest ones first, and help yourself get connected with the flow. And then the last of the quotes that I have this time was about Esther had turned on the news and heard that the FAA had done a ground stop, and for 2 hours the planes weren't flying, and she was going to be flying the next day. But she felt reassured because the ground stop had ended after 2 hours and the flights were back in the air, and she knew her flight would fly tomorrow. But she left the news on and heard this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that, and then she turned it off and she thought, this really is a form of poison. And Abraham said, it is information, but it's information that's pointed at our discouragement or our fear or our worry. As soon as one thing is resolved, the news media focuses on the next thing that is most likely to worry you. And Esther thought, that's unfortunate. And then she laughed at herself and she thought, but fortunately, I have control over what I listen to, where I point my focus. I have control over how I feel. I have control over how large or how small my point of focus is. In other words, do I focus generally and find relief, or specifically on something that I don't understand, that I can't control, and find discouragement or worry? Abraham said, tending to your point of attraction is all that matters. Don't wait for the world to lift the ground stop in order for you to be reassured that things are working out for you. Just find a way to feel right here and now that things are always working out for you, regardless of what's going on in the world, because you are uniquely you in relation with the law of attraction. What's going on in the world need not affect you. It will if you focus on it, but it doesn't need to. It's the relationship between your desire and your openness to allow the law of attraction to bring you the open doors to your desire. We like thinking about that for you. And I like thinking about that too. I was glad Abraham pointed that out. And so it occurred to me that it would be a good thing for us to do a meditation on, fortunately, I have control over what I listen to, where my point of focus is. I have control over how I feel. I have control over how I feel. And I know that sometimes I don't feel very much in control of how I feel. It's easy to get swept up and gain some momentum. Only takes 17 seconds of a worry thought to bring another worry thought along and gain momentum on that. But if we have the intention to focus on the fortunate, when we say that's unfortunate, it will stand out for us more. So if you find yourself thinking, unfortunately, you can do as Esther did and laugh and say, oh, there are always things that are unfortunate, but there are also many, many more things that are fortunate. And going general always helps. So when I decide to go really general, I take Abraham's advice and say, well, the earth is still spinning in its orbit, and the sun came up this morning and is going to set tonight. And I was just reading something on Facebook that I loved. I wish I'd saved it, but it said, the sun actually never sets. It's just an artifact of a particular point of perception. And our lives are all about perception. We can focus on the face of the exquisite baby and see the light. Or we can focus on the dirty diaper and not be quite so happy. We can focus on the sleeping baby and feel the love. Or focus on the crying baby and feel a little unrest. And when we aren't even with the baby, we have an awful lot of control over what's happening in our imagination regarding that little one. I don't even have a baby in my life, but I pass babies in the park and at the mall and out and about, and I savor those moments of experiencing that incredible frequency of a happy baby, a smiling baby. My friend Jackie shows me pictures of her smiling granddaughter every time I go to the mall now. And she's just about 3 months old now, and her grin is gorgeous. And I just love seeing that happy baby and all the wonderful outfits that she wears and the love that's showered upon her by her parents and her grandparents and her great-grandparents. There is just so much love for that little one. And that little one has the love of her inner being and source as well. And the love that we share is the love of source flowing through us. And we can send love, the love of source, anytime we want to. One time when I heard sirens, I asked Beloved what I could do, and they said, send our love. Send our love to those who are responding to the emergency, to those who are having the emergency, to those who are witnessing the emergency. Isn't it fortunate that we have this unlimited ability to send love anywhere we focus our attention? So we can send love to someone we know who's in a position to be open to love. We can send love to anyone who maybe isn't in this moment open to receiving love. And I believe any love we send finds a recipient. It might be a tree or a passing cloud or a rainbow. But our love finds a target. And we share the beauty of who we are when we do the kindness of sending love anywhere. Sending love. Fortunately, we have this gift that we can give in any moment. Sending love. We can influence the mass consciousness of humanity by being a net lover, by putting more love into the frequencies of humanity than putting the unfortunately's or the complaints. We can be a net giver of fortunately. And fortunately, it benefits us to do that. We feel good when we focus on how fortunate we are in this life. Life is a gift, and we accept the presence of this gift in the present moment as a gift, a present. In so many powerful ways, by focusing on the blessings, by recognizing what's fortunate, by feeling that blessing of just breathing, So much of what we need in life comes to us just through our breath. And we have a lot of control as we become mindful of our breath. Sometimes I notice that when I'm not connected, I'm breathing very shallowly. If I take a slow, deep breath, I feel much better. Sometimes if I'm fussing in my mind about something and I stop, I notice that without my intending to do it, my body takes a much deeper breath, that I'm able to receive that impulse from my inner being on an unconscious level to breathe more deeply and slowly, and to remind my body that all is well. Fortunately, a friend of mine was talking this morning about the impact of adrenaline on the body and how it shuts down some of our capacity to think positive thoughts. But that if we become mindful of our breathing and we just slow our breathing down, we can give our body the message that all is well. And we can lessen the effects of adrenaline. We can put our body in a more neutral position where it's much more easy to perceive the positive, slightly better feeling that's available to us in the moment. And fortunately, we have many tools to help us, like Abraham's emotional scale, and the reminder that if we don't feel good, we could take a walk or take a bath or take a nap. We have many tools that allow us to begin to return to the upper half of the emotional scale, and it is definitely worth taking the time to count our blessings, to remember and identify what's fortunate that's going on right here and now. It's fortunate to focus on the fortunate. It's fortunate to remember that we control the focus. It's fortunate to realize that our true power lies in the control of our focus. And if we are doing something that doesn't feel good, self-criticism, beating ourselves up, doing things that focus on the negative, watching the news and getting upset about it, that we can make another decision. I can choose differently. Maybe not in this moment. I need to distract myself in this moment and take a walk or take a nap. But I know I can choose again. I always have the option to choose again. And when I choose again, I breathe more gently and easily. My heartbeat slows. My mind gets quieter. My heart gets more peaceful. My shoulders drop. My body relaxes. And it's such a fortunate thing to identify all of the different ways that our bodies respond when we come back into alignment. We smile. We laugh much more easily. We delight in life. We stop, relax, and look up. And we see that, yes, even on this cloudy day, above that is the sun shining, which makes the earth a habitable planet. And how fortunate that is for all of us. Go general. And when you can, go specific. I am celebrating that there was ice on the lower pond today, and the hooded mergansers were forced to be closer to the shore. They tend to stay in the middle of the pond, which is too far away for really clear pictures, even with my zoom lens, because they're very tiny ducks. And today, fortunately, half the pond was iced over and their territory was smaller, and they were closest to me that they have been in the week that they've been here. And I'm hoping when I get to look at those pictures that I will see the beauty of those ducks more clearly than ever before. And just the imagination of that makes my heart sing. Even if it's not true, I look at professional pictures of them almost every day. And it would be easy to say, unfortunately, my pictures aren't that good, but I can say, fortunately, I get to see them in person and celebrate their beauty and their wonder and the funniness when they're diving. My life is good. And if you can find a few things to focus on that allow you to say, oh yes, I remember there are good things happening here. There's always contrast. We'll never be without some. But we have the choice to focus. Fortunately, we can focus. And fortunately, it's almost time to end our meditation for today. And we can make it be fortunate because we know that what comes next is good too. So I give thanks for that, and I invite you to consider stretching and just move a little bit in your chairs and feel how good it is to free yourself and open your eyes and smile and either acknowledge the beautiful faces on the screen that you're seeing of your friends, or if you're hearing a recording of this, imagine the beautiful faces of friends on the screen and delight in life, because fortunately, all is well. And so it is.